Good afternoon, everyone. It is April 1st, Friday, April the 1st, 2016, and I'm sitting outside, but not for much longer because the sun's very hazy and there's a chilly breeze blowing. I've got a cup of tea here, but I thought I'd just come and do a quick update because I've really noticed that there's so few posts on Audio Boom now. It's really quite sad. Maybe I need to follow some more people or something, but a lot of the regulars aren't posting anymore. So come on, everybody. That's me included. Oh, sorry, you can probably hear the wind. The door's shut. And I've got no table to put my tea on because in Storm Katie, on Sunday night, Monday morning, the table broke in half and the top blew into Niall's spending pen, which wasn't very pleasant. So it's had it anyway. I'm here, Ronan's here, he's indoors. And my husband, Obi, has started something new this week. He started training as a plumber and he's doing a plumbing and gas engineering course. So that's something completely different. He doesn't know anything about it at all. Well, he didn't. He's starting to learn now. My son Connor is still working at the same place, but he's in a couple of weeks, he's going to start working at that place, and because he's the assistant manager of a store, and he's going to be working 3 days in one store and 2 days in another for now. So that should be interesting. He'll be working in Bromley and in Bluewater. I'm a bit worried about Bluewater because of terrorist activity, but I can't worry. You know, my Obi was working in London at mainline stations a lot of the time, and I can't worry myself sick every day over what they're doing. I just can't. You can't. And Ronan quite often goes up to London. He did a course last weekend in London. So, you know, I can't spend my life worrying about it. It's here. It's always been here, to be honest. I mean, it's no more prevalent now. I mean, they may say we're on high alert and all that, but I mean, we grow up with the IRA bombing everywhere, pubs, stuff like that, and the threat of it, you know. I mean, they may not have done that many, but there was always the threat of it there, and especially in big cities in London. You know, I was working in London at the time. And then we got Al-Qaeda, of course, and then we got these 7/7 bombings and you know, and all that. So it's not like it's anything new, really. It's just in the news every day now, and it's not just in this country, it's everywhere. So that's the news on them. I am okay. My dialysis isn't really going that well. I think I got depressed when I broke my foot in December because I was really restricted and I couldn't do anything much. And then I started not doing my dialysis properly because I lost motivation and I was quite unwell for a while. I've never really got back on track. I try my hardest. And then I got a virus and I lost my voice and I'm still not quite right, even after like 2 months. Those lovely birds singing. It's very quiet because the kids are on holiday, of course. If it was a normal day, they'd be in the playground or you'd hear them around at the back. But so they're going to put me onto hemodialysis at some point. I've been referred to a surgeon because I have to have an operation so they can create a fistula in my left elbow. They take a vein and an artery and they join them together and they let them grow for 6 weeks to get big, and then they're okay to take the needles. I'm not exactly enthralled about it. When when we discussed it, I got very upset. But at the end of the day, I think it's the right thing at the moment, because I don't think I can trust myself to do my dialysis properly, and then I'll get sick. And that's just stupid. So I think that it'll take... I don't want to be in hospital 3 days a week, but, you know, if it means I'm free the rest of the time, I don't have to worry about being getting up in the night and doing all that, and the responsibility will be taken off of me, and the onus will be on someone else to keep me well. So at the moment, I feel that's what I need. I can, if I really don't get on with it, go back to the other system. And then I might appreciate it a bit better. I think they said it's very common after you've been on it. I've been on it 3 years now, to feel like this. So that's where I'm at the moment. Oh, I'm shivering as well. I drink a mouth of my tea. I think I'm going to go in, actually, because it's cold. I'm getting cold now. Let's go in. Oh, the sun's here. I wasn't in the sun, you see. There's not much sun though, it's not like yesterday. Yesterday was a really lovely day, it was bright, bright sunshine. That door's going to shut anyway. Oh, it's nice to be in the warm though. Even though it's not that warm in here, I haven't got heating on or anything. anyway, I hope everyone else is well. And let's get back to posting audio, but I'm going to try and do a little something every day if I can. This month, we'll see how it goes. Apart from that, I don't think there's any other news. I've still got all the animals, they're all okay. I think Ronan might be going over his dad's this weekend, I'm not sure. He's not sure. I've got a pasty in the oven. Well, it's a vegetarian pasty. It's a quite fattening, so I shouldn't really be eating it. But I had a piece of toast for my breakfast, and I had a few grapes. And we're getting low on bread. I need to do a grocery order. So I've just... Well, we're getting low on, you know, stuff to have for lunch and that, you know. The freezer's full of things I can make dinners out of, or evening meals or whatever. I mean, there's beef and there's pork and there's chicken and there's lamb and there's goodness knows what in sausages. Not, but I don't eat meat, that's the problem. So I've got this Linda McCartney cheese and onion plat. No, cheese, red onion and leek plat. It's just like basically a pasty. It's not even that nice. It's okay. But it's puff pastry, which I'm not a big fan of. I would prefer it if it was a shortcrust pastry. And it's not that tasty, really. It probably means it hasn't got a lot of additives in it. It's not as nice as the Greggs ones, cheese and onion ones. But then again, they are probably full of flavouring, so this is probably, if there is such a thing in a pasty, more healthy. I can't believe where this year's gone, and I can't believe March just went whoom and it was gone. I just can't believe it. I don't know what time I put that pasty in, you know. Oh, that wind is cold. They said it might excuse me. They said the other day that it might go up to 18 degrees in London at the weekend, but I believe it when I see it. What are you doing? Toof, toof. What are you doing? Get off of there. Oi, get down. Stop it now. He's being naughty as usual. Cats are being a pain. Because when it's a nice day and I have this door open, they come in because they've got their own room with a door that leads outside, but they don't get on with Pinky. So she lives in this part of the house and they live in there. They can come in here, but the Wackaboo-boo, Chief Wackaboo-boo, does come in here a lot of the time. But the other two females don't, because they don't like it when I shut the door, because they like to think they can get out. But when the door's open like it is now, they come in, and yesterday it was a beautiful day, and they came in, and Candice beat up Pinky, which is not nice. Especially in Pinky's territory. So they're not very nice, those two. They beat her up. They both do it. There's not one worse than the other. That's why they're called the Evils. And the lesser of two evils is Chantel. But actually, I think she's the worst one at beating up Pinky. I don't know why. Because it's usually Candice who beats up other cats. They're not even very big. They're small cats. But they've just got a lot of bad attitudes. Poor old Pinky. And Niall's okay. He hasn't been out much working. I spoke to guide dogs about it and they said don't worry about it. Because my husband takes him over the park and stuff. And we take him on the green opposite. And they said don't worry about it because we're such an established partnership that if he doesn't work for 3 months, 3 or 4 months, then it doesn't even matter as long as he goes out sometimes, which he does. Trying to get my fitness back on track. It's not easy because it's a bit of a vicious circle because I feel quite weak after all the business with the foot and everything and then getting anemic because I was told not to take the injection when I messed it up and then I should have taken it and I didn't take it and then I got severely anemic. I haven't got a lot of energy, and to get my stamina up, I've got to do exercise. But for exercise, you need a bit of energy, so it's a bit. I do a bit of exercise, but it's not really paying off yet, and it's a bit of a vicious circle, really. That's why, excuse me, I don't post much because I used to post a lot going out and stuff, and now I don't go out much, so there's nothing to say. My days are pretty much the same. It's nice to be able to get into the garden, though. But that's a chilly wind today. It was frosty this morning. I kind of slept a little bit. And I woke up at 5:23 to the sound of someone scraping ice off their windscreen and running their engine. And I thought, my God, I thought spring was here. Pinky's just run upstairs. so, yeah. It was pretty cold first thing. And when Obi got up, he looked out the window and he said, there's frost all over the grass. It's really white. It looks like snow, but obviously it wasn't. I've got a very poor appetite these days in that I can't eat much at a time. I'll drink this tea now and I probably won't be able to. I'll struggle to eat that pasty. I think that's all to do with kidney problems. It affects your appetite. I should be losing weight, but I think I might have lost a bit. I'm not a huge, I'm not obese or anything. I could lose about a stone. If I made a bit more of an effort, I could probably do it quite easily, but I think when the nicer weather is here a bit more consistently, I might feel like getting out a bit more. Anyway, I'm sure this battery is going to run out. Let's have a look. 10% battery, low power mode. Yeah, so I'm going to pause this for now. It's not as easy to pause this with the speech off as it used to be because it says all stupid things now. Pause recording. Well, that it's got all these icons. It says icon. I think it's very clunky. I wish they didn't do that. Anyway, hey-ho, everyone, and I'll try and be back tomorrow, if not before. This is not good.